I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Well, it's the last show of 2010, and I'd like to give you some updates of previous shows and a self-serving announcement at the end. First, about my last show, Treasure World Park. Most people realize that whole show was done tongue-in-cheek. Maybe I should have done it as an April Fool's show, because a few people thought I was serious. Like I said, I'm a planning type of guy, not a doing type of guy. Anyway, I was surprised to learn that there is an actual treasure park in business. It's located in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's called the Treasure Pit. This park, for kids, is operated by Mike Post. It's a seeded treasure hunting plot in the Asheville 4-H program. I think this is a fantastic idea, and it would be great if more of these could spring up. I'm sure Mike would be happy to give you all the particulars. You can email him at info@allaroundashevillenc.com. I'll put that in the blog notes, too. Way to go, Mike. Next, some news about that house in Indianapolis where I buried my childhood treasure. Go back to show number 57, My Buried Treasure, if you haven't already heard it, or if you've forgotten it. Basically, I lived there when I was 11 or 12, and I buried a big jar of youthful treasure in the backyard. Now, over half a century later, I'd like to go back and retrieve it. I've made a few half-hearted attempts, but they all fell through, and show number 57 tells you why. I have two news items about that particular project. First, I've learned that that neighborhood, which was a pretty typical middle-class community when I lived there in the 1950s, by the 1990s had, and I quote the Wikipedia, the dubious honor of having one of the highest homicide rates in the nation for a neighborhood of its size. Okay, so definitely no surreptitious nighttime visits to secretly recover my loot. And the other bit of information I picked up is that the house is now owned by a religious organization that renovates and then sells low-priced homes to families that can't otherwise afford to buy homes through regular channels. My plan is to contact the organization with my story come spring. They seem like a nice group of folks, so I'm optimistic there will be another chapter in my buried treasure story. Stay tuned. And now my announcement. The new second edition of my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, has just been released. Most of the typos in the first edition have been fixed. There's no extra page due to author error this time around. And most of the chapters have been expanded and updated. If you don't have a copy yet, now would be a great time to get one. What better way to spend your Christmas money? A quick Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, and I hope Santa gives you, or gave you, depending on when you listen to this, exactly what you hoped to get. And on New Year's Eve, don't drink and drive. The life you save, better to be over the hill than under it, and all those other things people say this time of year. I'll see you again in 2011. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.